Blog Talk Radio.
Always look up, never give up, and you will reach your goals. You're important, you're more than enough. And here she is, your host for Rolling with the Diva, Sabrina Williams. Thank you.
Well, hello from Las Vegas, Nevada. Now, I want to tell you guys, this is the funniest thing. Everybody in Nevada, you know, except for me, I'm always wishing it would snow like 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, all year long. But most of the people here, oh, I like hot, I like hot. And then when it gets cold, oh, I'm freezing to death, I'm dying. Me, I'm loving it because I get to wear all of my good clothes and all of this stuff and my boots and my, and you guys know I'm a Converse queen, so I have my Converse high tops. And I'm just like, people, today it's 65 and people are, I'm cold. I just want to say, you know what, you need to go live in Alaska. You don't know what the cold is. But anyway, welcome to the air. Today we have Josh Torres with us. And you guys know when it comes to people who ask names, sometimes it's a slaughter. So we'll let him tell us. But he is a professional makeup artist. But his main gig is working for MAC in Arlington, Texas. So with no further ado, hello, Josh.
Good evening. How are you, Ms. Sabrina? Thank you so much for having me this evening, by the way.
Oh, no, thank you. I'm just so excited because, you know, when you sent me, because I was asking you online, and this is one of the first times I've, and ladies and gentlemen, I've talked to a lot of people who, when it comes to makeup, will say, oh, yeah, I'm going to send you some samples. And here Josh was talking to me, and do you know one day I got this package, which was not a small package. It had eyeliner and a whole bunch of other stuff from MAC. And yet, lo and behold, I'm like, oh, maybe this is what I said first. So I'm going to tell you guys, you guys know I'm crazy. The first thing I say to Josh Torres, and I'm like, oh, what, a man's is sending me gifts? Then I'm like, oh, my God, I read the letter, and I wasn't disappointed with Josh. I'm like, you know what? Maybe you need to rethink this thing. Maybe you don't want to be single. But anyway, that's what
happened. I love you.
That's the truth, really, because I was like, oh, man, and then, you know what, he has a partner. Could you get over there? And I was like, oh, my gosh. So, you know what?
Well, you know, thrumples are a thing now. I just discovered that word, thrumples. I'm like, what the heck? Our world is so different now. It's so crazy.
What's a thrumple?
It's when it's a threesome, like a threes company. It's something new now. I was like, it's a legit thing. I did not know that term.
You know where they got that from? You know where they got it from? Oh, my God, I did hear that word. What's that guy, Shamar Moore SWAT, because of the girl, the lady that's on SWAT team.
Oh,
she's in a slum. Yeah, they need to stop. Okay, because you know what? No, there's not going to be a three. Just anyway. All right, you know what, Josh? We were going to come back to that because I have a question about that. But Josh has all the answers. But you know what, Josh? It's your floor. Tell everybody where you're calling from and a little bit about yourself.
Awesome. Well, my name is Josh Torres, and thank you guys all for tuning in and hearing what I can share with you about makeup. I'm originally from Kansas, but I am now residing in Dallas, Texas, but I'm working with MAC Cosmetics in Arlington, Texas, and I'm a manager for MAC, and I run my own freestanding MAC store, and I've been with the brand now for 11 years, and it started all with the dream of having passion and making women feel better about themselves every single day through the power of makeup. And what's funny is that my origin started with being in nursing school, and being in the nursing background, you get to help everyone in the morning get ready. And then I would just start seeing all these women in their bathrooms. They would have just makeup sitting there. And I was like, oh, what am I, like, why are, you know, they're just sitting there not being used. So one day I just started picking it up, and I was 18 at that time, so not really understanding makeup, and I didn't wear it, didn't do it. But I was like, you know what, let me just start putting it on them, because with their daily living, we were assigned to help them just feel like their normal selves. So if a woman wanted to wear lipstick, I would take it out and help them put it on, or watch them put it on to make sure, you know, they did it right. And something clicked in my mind. I'm like, you know what? I love helping people, and I know art, so I can understand makeup. So it happened organically. And then I discovered Mac in 2008 and I got hired, and it's history ever since.
And you know what? I do have to say, you know, your hair and everything, you good looking, and you put my little tomboy self to shame. I had to work on my game this morning. Just saying.
I have to get up
a notch there, I said. So.
I am all thumbs with hair, I promise, because I was like, that's one thing I never mastered was the art of cosmetology. I was like, I never went to school for it, so a lot of my makeup artistry was self-taught and also feedback from my training team and my coworkers. Everyone is just, I think, working for our brand, we get so much good feedback and good like support to where, like, if you come into work, like, oh, I love your makeup today, or oh my gosh, can we try something different? You know, it's like, it's that moment of just momentum building and building every day, trying something new. And my hair, I learned how to get it, do it from working with Bumble and Bumble. I learned how to use one of those brushes that are ceramic based to really give a good blowout. But now my hair's shorter, so I'm letting my hair now finally just be more pixie cut-like. So it's funny how, like, every season my hair will kind of update and change itself. I'm waiting for my grays to grow through.
I love it. You know, gray, they say it's from wisdom. Okay, so tell us, do you have other family in the industry, and how did you get motivated? You said from school, was there somebody in your family that kept inspiring you?
So I have a good cousin. He does hair and makeup, and I remember growing up and watching him do it, and he really did set a standard in my eyes of how a makeup artist should be, especially with doing all types of makeup on different people. But my real inspiration came from my style that I do today, came from Kevin Kwan, and he is a belated makeup artist that was a visionary, and he really did set our standards and makeup that we see today. And it's crazy. If you haven't seen his work, his books you can find at Barnes & Noble, and his work can be seen in any of Julia Roberts' earlier movies. And he's done, what else he's done most famously too? He did even Terry Bradshaw on Sex and the City. You know, he could spot him in that. And it's just, it's so crazy how his style of flawlessness has resonated so deeply with me and my ability to do makeup. And where I can
Julia
get inspiration. Oh, it's just like, it's unfair how pretty she is. But I think it came from just the fact that doing makeup on celebrities, you know, because I have history in doing that too. It's nerving, but it's easy because all you have to do is have confidence in yourself and your ability to do it. So where I continue to inspire myself today is I watch my team and I watch just people who come in hungry to learn. We learn off of each other, and to put a brush in someone's hand and just have fun doing it really keeps my cup full every day.
Nice. And you know what I'm going to say is funny, because I always wonder why God has a certain guest come on my show, and this always happens, and it happens about, you know, 10, 15 minutes into the show. I did an Instagram post the other day about passion, because my friend Cheryl graduated from the chaplaincy, and I'm so excited because I'm on my third career, because I had to, well, sort of kind of forced into retirement from medical. So I'm studying to be a chaplain and a counselor. And so one of the things you said was earlier, you know, first 5 minutes in was passion. And for what you do and what you like, and it's just, you just kept going at it and got going at it, and you perfected and you never gave up. And one of the things I said on my post was, passion is different than goals. And you tell me if you think this, Josh, that passion is different than goals, because goals are something you write down on the list. Passion is something that one day you just wake up and you can't get it out of, like they used to say in my day, out of your craw. It's like it's just there with you always, no matter what. You could reach your goal of wanting to, you know, pass up your friend in a fast driving at 140 miles an hour. Yes, I have. But passion for me has always been, I've always wanted to go back into the mission field and help people, that because I have a gift, and I didn't realize it until just 2 years ago. I have the ability to talk to anybody, anywhere, by myself, anywhere in the world, and people will just tell me their lives, and I'm just put there to listen, and they feel they've gotten help. So, hey, you know, that's my passion. And you know what? I think that we forget. And so the point was, I was saying is, that God showed me when you're talking about your passion and who motivated you, that sometimes people need to remind themselves that certain parts of their life are a goal, but if you're not really living your passion for what you want to do in life and you're not working toward it, you're not really living. Does that make sense?
It is. It not only does it make sense, it is truth. If you wake up and you don't have a joy to do what you do for a living that pays your bread and butter, that pays your house, you know, whatever makes you, you know, feel secure, and you don't have a joy in this or a fulfillment in doing it, then maybe that isn't what you're supposed to be doing. You got to really think it deep and hard. And I would say I'm so blessed and lucky to have not only a gift and a talent, but the ability to share it with people who I meet every single day that are strangers. And that at the end of the experience, they're no longer a stranger. They're actually, you know, a friend or someone who found someone who can hear their problems and figure it out, because I can speak a language in makeup, and that is a hard language to translate. And I feel like I'm the Rosetta Stone.
You said that originally. You know what? Okay, everybody, my dogs are getting kicked out of the room. Hold on. That's why we do live shows, because you guys can hear my life. All right. Go. See you later. Come on, but my baby dog is like, no, I don't think so. Go.
I'm glad mine have not hyped up yet.
Yeah, no, when they hear stuff, they like to make noise, so... but anyway, Josh, where was I? Sorry.
We were saying about the passion, and when I was in nursing, being around people,
people have
always been my focus.
And you know what? You have a servant's heart. So let's talk about this a little bit. Now, do you have customers that you know just come to buy makeup just so they can talk to you?
I would say it's the other way around. They come just to talk to me, and they happen just to buy makeup. Sylvia is a perfect example, and it's funny, I'll always be so forever in debt to her, because she's introduced me not only to you and to other amazing women and that I can now say are friends, but it's the randomness and the random acts of kindness that you give to strangers that people remember forever. And it just happens to be the gift of that makeup that connects it. But to me, when you come into my store, when you come in to see me, it's not about the makeup. The makeup is just a cherry on top. But it's just like I'm a real person. I want to know who you are, and in a way that's A, respectful, but B, it's like I appreciate your time and energy that you drove to come into my 4x4 square of a store, and it's like you're in my home. So if I can offer a cup of coffee or a hot cup of tea, it's going to be there if I had the chance to give it. But I think that's the hospitality in my nature to be when it comes to meeting people.
And you know what? Let's talk a little bit about the hospitality. I think you're what, 27, 25?
31. I wish.
You know, okay, guys, here we go again with everybody. I'm 31. I'm 25. You don't hear people except for me. I'm the only one who says I'm 55. He's a youngin'. But, you know what? Let's talk about customer service. Because you have customer service. But have you found, because their stores, I'm going to be honest, and I love Mac. I can never say anything bad about it when I have bought it, and now you reintroduced me into it, especially with, let me come back a second, to talk about the eyeliner you sent me. Okay, so the eyeliner you sent me, right, because I messaged you about my eyeliner, and basically I'm a lazy people. I love a girly girl, but I'm a tomboy. But anything that takes more than 7 minutes as a shower or a bath or to get dressed is like a lot of work for me, because I love to sleep. So I'm like, this has got to be fast. So Josh, I told him what I was looking for. And like I said, you know, you guys heard I got the envelope in the mail, because actually I thought it was a man, and I was all confused with my little lie for a second. then I opened it up, and so I was like, okay, so I tried it. Now I'm here. I'm leery. I'm going to be honest. I was like, this Mac's not going to work. It's going to be whatever. So I put it on in the afternoon at 4 o'clock, called myself going out, walking around the neighborhood, went to sleep, woke up the next morning. It was still on, and it wasn't off until 24 hours later. Okay? That's the first time. Now, the next time I used it, this is what I was talking to Josh on the phone before you guys came on. Mm-hmm. I put it on with, I don't know if it was Josh or somebody else who told me, but I put a little bit of foundation on my just before where I put the eyeliner, and it stayed on for 48 hours. And at that point in my life, I'm going to be honest, I got down on my knees. I'm going to be honest. God, I'm not worshiping Matt. I just told God I'm not worshiping Matt. Because I don't want him to be like, you know what? Do you want me to take that from him? So I was like, praise God, because you know why? Because I don't have to put that effort. And I'm going to tell you something. Look, Matt got this down pat, because it doesn't smudge. Or maybe it's the way I sleep. No, that's a lie. Because when you sleep here in the morning, it looks like I had wild sex and I ain't had nothing, okay? So
I have testimonies. Just from yesterday, I did a two girls makeup for a party on Saturday. And they texted me this morning, my makeup is still on. What did you do? And you just said, it's not so much as what I did. I use a product I believe in. And I would not be with Mac I wouldn't have been with Mac this long, 11 years, and stand by something I didn't believe in if I didn't believe that we, as old as the brand we are, we're a brand that's 30 plus years old. It's hard to find a brand that's still out there that long, but we put so much energy into our development of product that if something isn't working, we don't keep it. And I think that's where you're going to go into too with Matt. I will be honest and be the first to say there are some people who work for us that shouldn't. And
oh,
it's unfortunate.
Gosh, yes.
Because
and you know what? When you come to Las Vegas, I'm going to need you to go over to Fashion Island. This is like the bougiest place, and talk to some of those women, because I think somebody needs to tell them to get a new job or come to your class, because I'm going to tell you right now, I love me. I swear, I'm just telling you.
Yes.
I mean, I don't know. But anyway, we don't want to down them, because we're not down in Mac. I'm just going to tell you guys, I'm a Mac buyer now. I'm going to be a Mac buyer, because I'm telling you. And then plus I have this little keychain that I can put my lipstick through. And I'm carrying that around. But real quick, before we go to the other part, let's talk about customer service. You have such great customer service, and you have a high return. How do you think companies can go back to that? Because a lot of people seem to change stores and brands quickly because of the customer service.
It is the reason why brick and mortar is unfortunately a dying machine. You know, there's not many good brands that have storefronts anymore, because they're going where? They're going online, they're going on social media, Instagram, all these outlets that take away the human touch. And I call me old fashioned, call me old school. I grew up in a time that I wanted to be in front of someone. But I think that's just who I am, though, too. I am like you. People think I work at Walmart. People think I work at Tom Thumb, because I'm just that person. When you stare at me, I stare back and I smile. And it's just a natural thing for me to do, because that's who I am. But I think what we could do as not only as a brand, but as a society, we just have to be close our mouths for a second and listen to the other person talk and hold our opinions and hold our thoughts until we process what's said. And then give an answer, because I think we forget to utilize the power of that pause, but also the fact that, like, people are working groups are getting younger and younger, and it's just like they're not getting the realization that just because someone won't agree with something you have to say doesn't mean they're an enemy instantly. We all have our opinions. But I think what makes me such a great person is the fact that when you come in, you're asking for a product, I'm listening to the whys behind your issues, and then my sense of knowledge and the products I have to offer, I'm always going to give you the right thing that I know for a fact that I stand by with all my might. That's going to be the best option for you. And giving you the opportunity to try it out, play with it, you know, try it for 30 days, you don't like it, bring it back kind of mentality makes it even more enjoyable, because then you don't feel like I just got suckered into something, or I just got something I didn't want. And I think that's something that can't be taught in retail. But I think people who want to do a job like this, and especially in makeup, you got to remind yourself that not only are you doing what we call the marriage of artistry and commerce, you got to be able to do the artistry a part of it, but you also got to be able to sell it, because at the end of the day, it is about the dollar. You got to make the money. But that should come organically, not forced. And you shouldn't go somewhere in a place of business that isn't great, giving you great service, because why do they deserve your dollar? You got to be.
Amen. Oh, my God. You should come. Okay, so this is my thing I say about customer service, because people always ask me, why am I always at Starbucks? And because their coffee is like, I'm more of the tea drinker now, but their coffee and tea has something in it, and it's just great, okay? Maybe it has crack cocaine in it. Just keep calling me back. But the customer service, one of it is maybe it just tastes better because of the customer service. I don't have to ask for a napkin in my bag. I'm not being run through drive-through. And you know what? I just love it. And I went, and let me tell you, Las Vegas now is the hub for the makeup industry and the hub for coffee. We have a new coffee shop on every corner of different brands, and none of them match the Starbucks service. I mean, they just don't.
Say, you guys get a Dunkin' yet?
Oh my God. Okay, let me tell you something about Dunkin' Donuts, okay? I love Dunkin' Donuts, but I'm going to need them to stop charging me for butter that I want for my blueberry muffin.
Oh, my land. No way.
You know, see, this is my thing. Where have you ever been in your life that you have a good blueberry? And let me clarify. I could be a commercial. Now, I'm going to tell you, love Starbucks, but their muffins are nothing compared to Dunkin's, okay? Their Dunkin' muffins are the bomb. But I asked for butter. We're going to have to charge you 50 cents. Why? Because it's not a regular
container.
How is that my fault?
How is that?
So
yeah, that's like asking pancakes without syrup. You need butter on
I bring my own butter now every place I go, my grass-fed butter in my container, my honey, hot sauce, and my own jam.
I pack my Equal. I'm an Equal user, so trust me, I'm the same. I think people think I'm crazy, but I'm like, I can't go to places without my sugar. I'm sorry. Not even my own Equal. I'm the same boat.
Exactly. So I think that's, you know, but anyway, that's me. But, right, back to the topic. Okay, let's talk about, if you wouldn't mind, if we can switch to African-American skin. Because I had stopped ordering Birchbox, and I remember why I stopped ordering because, and Josh touched this point like 45 seconds ago. It's the customer service. Did everybody know that Birchbox does not have a number you guys can call into online?
I did not know that. I personally don't use Birchbox, so I had no clue.
Yeah, well, you know what? I remember why I stopped, and I only went back to them just recently because I saw a post that they have these products for African-American women, right? This new brand. And I said, well, let me try it. Because, you know, it's really hard to find a lot of skincare for, for us. So I bought the thing, you know, $38. You get these products. Now, the first one is this peptiding radiance and serum radiance. I'm not shining, and I'm not radiant. I'm not glowing, Josh. Not working for me. Urban Skin RX, Melanin Experts, this bar that's supposed to brighten and improve your uneven skin tone, which is my biggest thing is my uneven skin tone for me. And
which is pretty common.
So I'm like, Josh, I've been using that now for, I want to say 3 weeks. It doesn't work. But you know what worked for me? Was this Rove product called Skin Superfood. Would you like to know what it's made of?
What?
100% organic cotton oil. And I have to remind myself that I'm not supposed to be eating ice cream every day. This is what this stuff smells like. And it's the bomb. It's 100% coconut oil. I can eat it. But
it's
for your face.
Mm-hmm.
And it's done more for me than this. And this bag, and you can't return it. You can only get, like, you know. But I'm like, where's the one that they have? It's this, I told you, I was telling you about it. It's called Skin 2. That's the name of it.
Uh-huh.
And you know what? I should have researched it. Every place I look for Skin 2, I'm thinking some of those people must have paid. They must have paid those people because it doesn't do anything it says.
Can I just say, what you just said hits a note to me, and here's what I feel about when we see reviews like on Instagram, because if you didn't know this, Instagram TV is the new YouTube. If you're going to do anything monetary worth, like that's where people are now shifting to. It's because they're getting a lot more vibes from that kind of outlet for social media and promotions and whatnot, which is crazy because for me, once again, I'm thinking back in my old school way. So I'm like, God, I just can't jump onto these bandwagon things and feel like I'm in the moment, you know? I like that we're doing it this way because it feels more, for me, it's more organic than being on a blank screen and speaking to the masses that I can't see. But when you are researching and you're trying to find what is best for you, the most realistic answer is A, to order the product and try it yourself and see how it is. Or if it's a something you can sample, go into that place and say, you know what, before I invest my hard-earned money, I want to try this before I buy it. And I don't know, I think that's how I am a lot. I like to try things before I invest in it because I want to make sure, A, it's going to be a benefit for me. But, two, I want to make sure the results are real. Like, is it really going to help me grow this? Is it really going to help me even out the skin tone or whatever or take away my scars? Like, is this really going to do the job? So if something that after a trial period, and if it really does it within that time frame, or I start to notice it, then I'll like, you know, already I already see something, I'm gonna go ahead and buy it, and then I'll become a believer of it. And I guess what I can segue into with my own experience, you had asked me a couple of weeks a product for your lashes because you know, once again, you're like a Tom girl, you want quick and easy, right? So I recently was in an accident and it singed all my lashes off, and I was in a burn accident back in the 5th of October. Mm-hmm. And I lost all my eyelashes, and I went to my back realignment the following because I was on bed rest for 4 days, and I walked in, and right in the front was this big old sign, and this woman with beautiful long looking lashes, and you know me, that's my biggest thing are my lashes. I love them. They're real. They're long. But with them not being there anymore, I was suckered into buying that product because I was like, oh my God, I want my lashes back. I don't care if it doesn't work. I'm just going to do it and try it. And lo and behold, it was a product that actually worked. And I was like, I didn't feel suckered into it. I just took a leap of faith and said, you know, let me try it. If it doesn't work, lesson learned. I won't buy it ever again. But that serum did the job without even me, you know, sacrificing anything else. And my lashes are finally back to where they were. And that took a month to see those results. Not even a month. The fifth will be in 2 days. And my lashes look like they never were singed off. How crazy is that?
No, and I'm going to be trying that one. Now, I have to say, I do, I found this one website. I found it by a fluke, well, actually by one of my friends. And it's called 0.8LUSA. And what you do is you try products from different places. Some are USA and some are here. Now, I've gotten it, to be honest, I've never had this good of luck as other people. Some people tell me they don't have this luck, but I've only been on it for 2 months, and I've gotten 10 free things so far of mask and everything. Oh. And then the other one I purchased for $3.99, but they're full version, size versions, and this goes along with my freebie thing. Look, this is how I do it. I try the product, and if it doesn't work for me, guess what I do? I gift it to somebody and say, this is a product, and then, hey, it might work for you. And you know what? And some of them, wait, let me clarify. And this is, let me tell you. Now, this is the mask, and I love these people. I don't know why we got – well, anyway. So this mask is called – these masks are by Glam Up, okay? And when I first – I'm going to be honest, Josh, I wasn't into masks. I'm like, why are these crazy people walking around on Instagram putting damn masks on their face? You know, they must have nothing to do, have no life, don't have a boyfriend or no friends, all right?
Right.
Okay, so that was one of the first ones I want. I want the firming pomegranate, right? And I thought it was just going to be one pack. Josh, guess how many packs they sent for the win pack?
How?
10.
How many? Oh, wow.
10. So I tried it, and I'm thinking, well, maybe. Well, first of all, Josh, I'm going to tell you, you can read my write-ups on these. The masks from Glam Up, out of all the masks I've been trying. Now, that company, they're on Amazon, and they're out of they're out of Korea. But I'm going to tell you, these masks do what they say. And then on top of that, Why is it I always want to get a cup of tea and sit up here and relax with these and go to sleep?
Because it's a mind frame. When you put yourself in that mind frame, you just feel better. It's like you're treating yourself. And why did we stop doing that for ourselves? When did we say, I cannot give myself 10 minutes to get ready or make me feel relaxed for the day? Because when you feel good, you will face the day 10 times more positive than when you feel like crap.
And I'm going to be honest, when I was in rehab, because everybody knows, it's been, I'm 55, but this has been going on since I was 10 years old with a lot of lower body extremity operations, pain and stuff. So, but I don't complain because somebody out there doesn't have a leg and I have a leg, and somebody out there doesn't have a knee and I got to have a knee replacement. So I look at it that way, but there's been times when I was in rehab, the only way I found my first time in rehab that I started getting better and I was actually able to motivate this house, because it was a house like you were on a reality show with 8 other residents.
Yeah.
I started motivating everybody because I refuse to walk around in the morning in my pajamas, because this is my thing. If I'm going to show you my butt, I need to be married to you or you need to be giving me money. I said that.
Amen.
Okay. Amen.
I love it.
So I just started getting up and I started going to the store I started ordering all these subscription boxes. I mean, I had 50 subscription boxes because I was in rehab for six months.
Wow.
And so I started motivating
all
the other clients.
It's like birthday parties.
Yes, and it was, and it was so fun. But then I realized, man, it's okay to have a bad day. But if you don't feel good about yourself in the inside, it's going to radiate how you feel on the outside. But sometimes you have to look good on the outside to make yourself feel good in the inside. Does that make sense?
It 100% does, and that's been my way of looking at life since I can remember. And I think I've been told that they're like, are you genuinely this kind of a person? It's like I have people who only see me probably every 3 to 4 months, but they remember me so well because I've always been the same every time they met me, because even on my days I had the most worst inner mentality, I don't transfer that energy to people who don't deserve it. Or even people who may deserve a wrath of anyone, I would never pass that energy along, because what good is that to spread negativity? So it's like you got to choose your battles. You got to learn to just let it go and to know that we're better than that. If someone's having a bad day, you be the positive force they need and make them feel better about it. A hug goes a long way. It's crazy how people don't realize how, a simple gesture can make you feel better.
Oh, gosh. You know, that's why you come in with your partner and get yourself here so we can have some fun with makeup, with shopping. You can help give me some pointers on clothes. And,
yes.
Gosh, have you ever heard of the store Free People?
Oh, yeah. The clothing, yes.
Why am I the only one again? Because I'm in rehab reading a magazine, and I discovered them, and that was my weight loss goal, because I went into hip surgery last year at 267, and I wanted to get to 245 with my – mind you, I've come down from 350 over 40 years. I mean, over the last 3 years.
Congratulations.
Thank you. So I went into my knee surgery at 245, and my goal was to buy their clothes because they're me. I'm an eclectic kind of dresser, crazy kind of dresser. I wore plaid and stripes together. I mean, plaid and stripes or whatever you call it, because I'm crazy.
Yeah.
But their clothes are so amazing. So that was one of my goals. And somebody said to me, you know, that cost $100. And I said, you know what? How important.
Thank you.
Wait, I'll go every day and buy $5.50 at Starbucks. That's a lie. I spend more. That's a lie. But okay. But I won't spend money on a good sweatshirt that's going to last me a long time, but makes me feel good too. And people – go ahead.
Oh, no, I was going to say, people don't put their money into themselves. They rather blow it on a night out and spend $100 at a bar and regret the decisions they made that night rather than, you know what, let me buy investments. I think that's the key word, and putting investments back in yourself. If I could patent that and put it on a shirt, I mean, I'm my investment. I am myself. I'm the only one
that makes
myself
feel the best. I'm going to do that for one of my things. My blue boxes are things on my investment. I'll put by Josh. Because you know what?
There you go.
It's true. And I realized that, I mean, granted, I've always been a person who, especially in the last 2 years, tried to feel good. But for some reason, God took me to rehab to show me that I have to take care of myself first before I can take care of my kids, even my dogs. But Josh, guess what? They're asleep now with their legs in the air.
Like, but they're waiting for their belly to be rubbed. That's why.
Josh, they need to get up. They were up for a few minutes. Now they're on the bed with their legs in the air. Anyway, I'm just saying that, you know what? You got to take care of yourself. And unfortunately for me, God actually literally kept me in rehab on purpose until I could realize I can't go back home. And my kids are grown. They need to be able to be on their own. And I'm a mom. I'm 55. I need to take care of myself. God has blessed me with this look that nobody believes me. I swear, every time I say 55, people are like, why you lie? You're not okay with your age. And I mean, why do you want to be older?
God.
But I am. I am 55. I am. I'm not lying. I mean, my birth certificate says I'm the last of the baby boomers. So, but
you know,
I
was going to say something about your area. So your age, you guys don't age. You guys are the age group that stops aging, which is gives us all hope. Thank God. So
no,
look at
you,
like,
but
think of
you know
it.
What,
your
though?
Age, Taylor,
Josh,
all them.
Josh,
yeah.
You got it, though. You know what it's about, and I'm going to tell you, and people think that I'm making this up and I'm being a narcissistic, but I'm not. You have it. You know, you can see it in your face, but you know what you have is you have that servant mentality of not I'm a slave to people, but I'm serving people because you know why? Because you know giving to being a giver, you receive back more, and that's what it is. You can I've talked to people who and I think that's the key. Everybody I've talked to has that same stuff. I think it's God's way, and this is just me, because you have it, because you don't look your age. But I think it's
Thank
God's
you.
Gift to, to us people who have that ability to want to give to other people 100%. It's not about us. It's about them, because you work for Mac, and it's a passion because you care about people and how they can help make them feel better. And I believe it's a gift from God. The people that don't have it, and I guarantee you, are those who look older because of their attitudes and stuff. I'm telling you.
Yes. They're grouchy. You can tell they're angry. But it's like you have to. It's like you've got to fan their hatred down to with that smile, and that's the best thing. Like, you know what that saying? Kill them with kindness.
Oh, I tell people all the time. Tell me, you know they know why, but you know what? I find that you know life is hard. Don't get me wrong. Life is hard, and it's even hard for me even now lately, especially with my half sister Serena being in the news all the time, and people are like saying, oh, she looks like you. You have her looks. And I just want to say, you really aren't thinking about this, are you? It's having an intelligent conversation because I'm older. But I just want
right.
Because you just go ahead, people, because I really don't care. And, you know, and in newspapers and stuff calling and asking me for interviews, and I'm just still the same person. Nope, don't want to do one because at the end of the day, that's not how I'm not famous that way, and I don't need to be famous that way because my passion is people, to be a chaplain and to serve people and to do this radio show. And that's why I wanted Josh to come on tonight, because the show is about mental health, your mind, body, and spirit. If those three don't sync, you're not going to be okay. So you're going to have to start by fake it till you make it. And what do we mean by that, Josh?
I was going to say, when you find yourself in that pit to where you don't have an outlet to express your feelings, even if you don't have someone you can check in with, like, it's crazy how something simple as looking at yourself in the mirror and saying, you know what, today is not my day, and that's okay. But tomorrow is a new day, and it's a gift, and that gift cannot be wasted, and we got to put that energy into that next day. Today is not the day. And if you can't reset that or find yourself in a resetting moment, you just got to breathe. Take a deep breath, inhale it in and let it out. And then look yourself back in that mirror and said, you're going to be the queen today. And you're going to pop on that lipstick. You're going to pop on that mascara. You're going to make yourself feel that 100% and step out your door and enjoy and seize that day.
And let me tell you, there are men, and I hope I'm saying this the right way, who are gay and straight, and I've met some straight men who I need you guys to stay out of my clothing stores and in the earrings, because I can never find my earrings. And you guys are looking better than us. So if you guys are not, the same thing applies, because you know what? I come a lot across a lot of men who are in my nail shop getting their pedicures. I don't know why I have such
exactly.
a problem with this. Can't they make a man pedicure shop, like, for them? Like, get out of my store.
It's like, you know, because it's a masculinity thing, I think, for men. But I found this funny. Like, it's funny. I know we're going on a whole other tangent, but I'll keep it short. But it's funny how I think men are getting more and more curious with the art of self-health, or, like, you know, self-health, or what's the word I'm looking for, when you're trying to groom yourself, you know, men grooming. Like,
self-care.
I see more and more. Yeah, self-care. Thank you. I was like, what's the word I'm looking for? Self-care. And I'm finding more and more men coming to try makeup, but in a way that's not effeminate or sexual or anything of that nature. They're just wanting to look good. And it's curious, because I'm like, oh, this is something that I'm sleeping on, because if I can find more straight men who are eager to groom their brows and wear a little bit of concealer, because nowhere on makeup did it say it's made just for women. You know, granted, it's catered to it, but it's for everyone. You just got to know how to do it. And if you think, so if you guys want to find me, you can find me on Instagram at the underscore 188, or you can find me on Facebook at Josh JTO Torres on my fan page. You'll see there, you can see all my personal style on myself, but also on my makeup styles that I do on others. But you can see how easy you can look natural with wearing the most basic of makeup.
And Lord Jesus says he can help me, the girl who everything can't take more than 7 to 8 minutes in the morning. Y'all, seriously. And y'all think I'm playing, but I take a shower at night, and then I sleep. And I get up at 3 in the morning and put my other clothes on so I can sleep in. And that's just how I'm telling you, I got routine. So,
yeah.
But I want to thank Josh for coming on the show. I'm so glad and so grateful to God for protecting you in the fire. I know you had gotten burned and hurt and broken, but that he's healed you up completely, and that you were gracious enough to give us the interview. You stay in touch, and when we come back in January, I want you to come on. I'll be on
December,
but for January, I want you to come back on, because a lot of people are getting ready for weddings, for Valentine's Day, and see what kind of looks that we can talk about for those simple and economic things.
Absolutely, and I'm all about economics, because at the end of the day, if you can make a saving one way or another, I'm all about cheat sheets. Let's figure it out.
Okay. Before we go, because you just said that, you brought this up. I didn't. But I belong to this freebie group, because I swear, it's after 55. You just want all your pennies so you can just do whatever you want. But I think they still have a sale going on tomorrow. Is at Bath & Body. They have the single wick candles that are readily $14.95 for half price. No, for $4.95. Mm-hmm. And at Yankee Candle, they have the new Christmas candle that is a beautiful candle, and it's on sale for $10, regularly $24.99. And I'm just telling you, I'm a freebie girl. You guys need to go look up the his name's Freebie Guy. Freebie Guy on Instagram, and he shows you how. This is my favorite thing on Tuesdays now, is to go to Dollar General and buy things for a penny that are on this list.
That's so amazing. Okay, I need to look him up. Freebie Guy.
I'll send you the link. But I'm telling you guys, that's why I've been posting a lot of things on Instagram about freebies, because hey, y'all, we got to save, and plus you have more time for vacation. Josh, thank you so much. Love you. And we'll talk soon.
Love
and
you too.
Before we go, thank you to Queen Sylvia, my best friend in the whole world, as much as I consider. She considers me her friend too. Don't worry. I just claim everybody.
Oh,
and Josh, for everybody being on the for her introducing me to Josh. You guys have a great week. People who are in the fire zones, we're praying for you guys. And just remember, you're more than enough. You can do amazing things, and God loves you. You guys have a good night, and talk to you later. Bye-bye.